Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sharon Brody, in for Lisa Mullins. Under the roads and driveways of neighborhoods, business districts, and highways across the United States, there is a massive system of pipelines carrying natural gas. Yesterday, the safety mechanisms meant to make sure that fossil fuel is delivered safely somehow failed in the Merrimack Valley. The breakdown led to dozens of explosions and fires in Lawrence, Andover, and North Andover. One young man was killed. Several people were injured. Many buildings were damaged or destroyed. For more on how natural gas is delivered, we spoke with Christina Sames. She's vice president of operations and engineering for the American Gas Association. That's the industry group that represents natural gas companies. First, Sames gave us a quick tutorial on the mechanics of natural gas distribution.
So it all starts with the production of natural gas from wells. From that, the natural gas goes through a gathering line, and it processes the gas and takes out the contaminants that we don't want in a pipeline. From there, it's pressurized and goes through a series of larger pipelines called transmission lines. Think of them as a major highway for natural gas. Those deliver natural gas to different terms, but city gates. At a city gate, the pressure is reduced from a higher pressure that allows that natural gas to get through that transmission line to a local area. So think of those as kind of your main streets in a city town. There is additional pressure reductions to actually deliver gas to homes and businesses. So about 2.5 million miles of natural gas pipeline in the United States, which is about the same amount as paved roads.
Although, of course, the cause is not determined and it's not going to be determined officially for a while, there has been a lot of talk around overpressurization. And I'm wondering if you could explain to us what that means.
It's a term that basically means that the pressure of the gas has exceeded the pressure rating that the pipeline is designed for. And there's a lot of safety factors in those regulations to give a cushion. You never want to go all the way up to the pressure of a pipeline. And then how is it prevented? There are natural gas regulators. If that range of pressure is exceeded, the natural gas regulator is designed to restrict the flow of gas, basically shut it off or reduce it. There's also safety relief valves, which are also installed on the pipelines that would vent gas to the atmosphere if pressure gets to a certain point. And then there's, of course, systems to monitor the pressure. So those are just some of the things that are currently in place to prevent overpressurization.
If those systems are in place and something made them break down, what could have made them break down?
I really don't want to speculate because it is an incident. So all I can tell you is I know what's in place to prevent something from occurring. If there was a breakdown, it was probably a breakdown of one of the pieces that are currently in place to prevent overpressurization.
Given this failure, what's to say similar regulators and systems everywhere might also not work properly?
The assurances that I would say to the public are, know that there are a multitude of individuals within the NTSB, within federal government, within state government, within local government, and within the operations of all natural gas companies looking at how do you keep things safe. It is to no one's benefit to have an incident.
How are the elements of this mechanical system inspected? This is underground. Of course, we have lots of technology, but it also is complicated. How does that actually happen?
There are control rooms that monitor what is going on in the system. There are internal inspection devices called inline inspection that look for anomalies in the pipe so that we can go out and investigate. There are something called integrity management programs, both on the transmission side and the distribution side, that require us to know our system, know the risk to our system, identify those risks, mitigate those risks. All of that is inspected by not only our operators, but by the regulators. And if we're not doing it properly, there are fines and penalties.
Did anything surprise you about the wide area that this incident in the Merrimack Valley involved?
There were multiple things about this incident that surprised me. This is not something that we see. I have not seen something similar to this in recent history.
Christina Sames, thank you very much.
Sharon, you're very welcome.
Christina Sames is the VP of Operations and Engineering at the American Gas Association.